Thank you for joining us for The Power of Faith with David Hathaway. It is our hope that you will be inspired and encouraged by today's message. We pray God's blessing upon you as you listen today. Don't forget to visit our website, eurovision.org.uk, for more information on David's ministry. In this episode, David continues teaching from the book of Acts, chapter 3. Reading verse 19. Repent therefore, and turn back, that your sins may be blotted out. This verse from the book of Acts encourages people to repent of their sins and turn back to God so that their sins may be forgiven and erased. It emphasizes the importance of acknowledging wrongdoing, seeking forgiveness, and committing to a change of heart and behavior. Now, open your Bible and join David for today's word.
It says in verse 16, it's his name, through faith in his name, that has made this man strong and healed, whom you see. You know him, you see this man. And so it was the faith which is given him which has created this miracle. So Peter and John are trying to turn attention. This is, you know, the early days after the resurrection, after the day of Pentecost. And Peter and John are trying to turn the attention away from themselves and say that it's not us. We did not work the miracle. But he says very, very clearly that it's the name of Jesus, through faith in believing who Jesus is, that brought the miracle. You know, what I find I'm doing quite a lot in healing ministry is to really teach people and say, look, when I pray for the sick, I'm not a healer. I'm not a miracle worker. Jesus is the healer. I'm all the time trying to turn people away because people get the idea I'm some miracle worker, that I'm someone different and that I can do things, just as it was supposed that Peter and John had worked the miracle, not Jesus. And this is why I try to make it quite clear that it's Jesus and faith in his name, in the name of Jesus. When we lay hands on people in the name of Jesus, Jesus heals them, not us. And this is absolutely clear. And so for this reason, now Peter is using it as a strong chance to preach the gospel, that in verse 15, Jesus is the Prince of Life, whom God raised from the dead. And you are all witnesses of the miracle of the resurrection. And the amazing thing is, it's faith in that that has brought the miracle. And I know in verse 17, he does make excuse and he says, You only led to the crucifixion because of ignorance. But if you had known in verse 18 what was foretold by the prophet, you would know that Jesus was the fulfillment of your Jewish prophecy. And then he says in verse 19, repent and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. And the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. And then, of course, he goes on. And you know, this is a very powerful message from Peter, who's already preached on the day of Pentecost. He says to these watching Jewish people, and these were mainly Jewish people he's talking to, repent, be converted. Now, conversion means change. Conversion is change. It's not just believing, it's changing. And this is something I find that is not so often really added to the call to salvation. Conversion means a complete change. You convert something, you change it. you can convert things into something else. Some people will take something and convert it into a boat and make it float. You can convert things, yes. You can take a piece of wood and convert it into furniture. Do you understand? It's a complete change. And what is called upon is the change of not only believing, but conversion, so that sin is blotted out and you will receive God's blessing in our life. And then in verse 20, he goes on and he says so strongly, God will send Jesus back. He's going to send him back in verse 21, that the heavens must receive him until the time of restitution of all things, which was foretold by the prophets. So what Peter is doing is identifying everything that was happening as being fulfillment of Jewish prophecy. And he says, all these things that God has spoken by the mouths of his prophets since the world began. In verse 22, he says, Moses truly said to the fathers, the Jewish fathers, a prophet shall the Lord raise up to you of your own brothers, like him, but like the father. And you should hear him and listen to him. And in verse 23, it will come to pass that every soul which will not hear the words of that prophecy will be destroyed. Now, that's a serious thing to Jewish people. And in verse 24, all the prophets from Samuel and those that followed, as many have spoken, have foretold these days. So the evidence is absolutely clear here that Peter is saying to Jewish people, this Jesus was foretold all the way through the scripture, and yet you are so blind that you don't see it. And in verse 25, he says, you are the children of the prophets and of the covenant which God has made, saying unto Abraham, and thy seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. And verse 26, unto you, first God, having raised up his son Jesus, sent him to bless you in turning away every one of you from his sin. So you can see that what's happened here is an absolute clear demonstration of the first part of the Acts of the Apostles. Firstly, that Jesus said, wait in Jerusalem till you receive the Holy Spirit. Then when you receive the Holy Spirit, when he has come, he will not only lead you into all truth, but the Holy Spirit will convict the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. Also, these signs will follow those that believe. They will lay hands on the sick, and the sick will be healed. Now, there are two things which are so clear here. One, that when we receive the Holy Spirit, we receive power from God. That power needs to be demonstrated. And what I sense with the church today, the church is not looking for and experiencing the real demonstration of the power of the Holy Spirit. I mean, I would question with some people, you receive the Holy Spirit, what change has it made in your life? There were three of us when I received the Holy Spirit, myself, my twin brother, and another young man. He was our age, and we were praying together. And now I don't know what happened either to my brother or to that other young man. I know what happened to me when I received the Holy Spirit. It was a dramatic, powerful experience. And I expected from that moment to see what was happening in the Acts of the Apostles happening in my life. Because the Acts of the Apostles, it is simply, it's not the story of Jesus. the Acts of the Apostles is not so much the story of, yes, it does, but it's not the story of Jesus. This is the story of what men did in his name and by his power.
This year, in Poland, we need your support to continue making a positive impact on so many lives. Your generosity can help us expand our outreach and provide spiritual guidance and support to those in need. All David's life, he has been following a powerful, prophetic vision, hearing God's voice behind him, saying, "This is the way, walk in it." And now, as David explores Paul's letter to the Ephesians in his new book, Power, Your Inheritance, the book of Ephesians explored, David is seeing more clearly what God's ultimate plan is for us to fulfill. It is by revelation of the Holy Spirit that step by step, all his life, David has lived the miracles of the Bible. Now, take your Bible, open it to Ephesians, and follow David through the revelation he has received and wants to share with you. Order David Hathaway's book, Power, Your Inheritance, the book of Ephesians explored, by visiting eurovision.org.uk/shop. Thank you for listening to the Power of Faith broadcast with David Hathaway. We would love to hear from you. Contact us by visiting eurovision.org.uk. Also available online are many free teaching resources to help you on your walk with God. David has written many faith-building books to encourage and inspire. Order these online today. Each month, David ministers online and in person. Our ministry is only possible because of the faithful support of so many people. For details on our evangelism and humanitarian relief work, visit eurovision.org.uk. Thank you again for listening.